Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spiritual Footprint. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm so excited you're here for today's episode. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is a safe space where we explore spirituality, learn new things, and grow together. For those returning, thank you so much for tuning in again. I appreciate you. Today, we're diving into tarot, specifically how to read tarot cards. I know how overwhelming it can feel when you look at a deck of 78 cards and wonder how the hell am I supposed to figure it all out. But trust me, you don't need to memorize everything or follow a strict set of rules. Tarot is just a personal journey. It's all about connecting with the cards and trusting your intuition. We'll go over the basics like choosing your deck, cleansing it, and interpreting the cards in a way that works for you. By the end of the episode, you'll have a foundation to start or deepen your tarot practice. But first, let's see what the wisdom of the tarot of the day has to share with us. For today's tarot of the day, I pulled the King of Cups. The card's imagery is beautiful. It's this king that sits on a throne floating in a calm sea. He's holding a cup in one hand and a wand in the other. There's a small ship just to the right of him, like sailing in the distance, and a fish jumping out of water. The king's expression is serene, and his blue robe makes me think of emotional depth and wisdom. Traditionally, the King of Cups represents balance, compassion, and mastering your emotions. He reminds us that it's possible to lead with both your heart and your mind, especially during turbulent times. For me, this card's message is about staying grounded and calm, even when things feel overwhelming, especially when things feel overwhelming. As we talk about learning tarot today, the King reminds us to trust our intuition and approach the cards with both curiosity and kindness. Does this card resonate with you? Think about where you might need to bring compassion or emotional balance into your life. I'd really love to hear your thoughts. When I first got my tarot deck, I actually got an oracle deck because I didn't know that there was a difference. But the oracle deck, it differs from the traditional tarot. Tarot cards follow a specific system of 78 cards, which all use traditional symbolism, while oracle cards have no set structure and can vary in the number of cards. They also offer more diversity and are a personalized and intuitive approach. But I was completely overwhelmed after I realized and got my first tarot deck. I felt like I needed to memorize every card and follow a formula to get it right. And I was really scared I was going to mess it up and that I wasn't actually going to be good at any of it. But tarot is not about perfection. It's about building a relationship with your cards and trusting yourself to interpret their message. Over time, I learned that reading tarot is like learning a new language. It takes practice, patience, and a lot of trial and error. So I will be practicing a lot with my deck. Well, now that we've set the stage, let's dive to the basics of how to read tarot. So I broke it down into steps. So here's the step-by-step journey on how to start your tarot. First, want to choose your deck. Find a deck that resonates with you. For beginners, I recommend the Rider Wyatt Smith deck. It's the most popular, the most used, and it's easily and readily available. But pick the deck that feels right for you. Two, cleanse your deck. Before your first reading, cleanse your deck. You want to clear all of that lingering energy from the store, from your journey home. So you can do this with sage, crystals, moonlight, or by simply holding the deck and setting your intention. You got to get to know your cards. Spend some time with your deck. Look at the artwork, notice the symbolism, reflect on how each card makes you feel. Journaling your impressions is a great way to form a personal connection. Understanding the basics. Tarot is divided into two sections. The major arcana. These are 22 cards representing the big themes of your life. and the Minor Arcana, which is 56 cards with deals with everyday situations, and I divide it into four suits: Cups, Pentacles, Wands, and Swords. The Cups is all about emotions and relationships. Pentacles, it's about the material world and career. The Wand is about passion and creativity. And the Swords is about thoughts and communication. Trust your instincts. When you pull out a card, don't overthink it. Look at the imagery, notice what stands out to you. What story does the card tell? Your intuition is just as important as the guidebook. Practice the simple spread. Start small with a one card pull for daily guidance, like I'm doing today. Once you're comfortable, try a three card spread: past, present, and future insights. And finally, be patient. Tarot is a journey, and it's okay to feel uncertain. I sure as hell do. The more you practice, the more confident you'll become. So, let's do a quick exercise. If you have a tarot deck nearby, pull one card out. Don't overthink it, just shuffle and let a card choose you. Now take a moment to look at the card. Notice the detail, the colors, and symbolism, and ask yourself, what story is the card telling me? How does it relate to my current situation? If you don't have a deck, that's okay. You can reflect on the King of Cups from today's reading. How can you embody his calm, compassionate energy into your life? Feel free to journal your thoughts and just sit with the card's message. Today we explore the basics of reading tarot, from choosing your deck to interpreting the cards intuitively. Remember, tarot isn't about memorizing meaning or being perfect. It's about creating a dialogue with the cards and trusting yourself. If you tried the reflection exercise or have any tarot stories to share, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on social media, and don't forget to check the show notes for links to the resources I mentioned. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. Until next time, remember, every step you take leaves a spiritual footprint. Let's make it meaningful.